Blueberries are memories for me, fragments stored in their juicy bursts of sour sweetness. I think of my brother, who will eat blueberry pie for breakfast, and probably dinner or two, if no one else is around. We made it for his birthday this year, the fact of all of us here together to celebrate a byproduct of these unprecedented times. I think of the summer farmer's market and eating an entire teal carton of wild ones with my newfound friends. Too good in our slightly hungover state to slow down and save some for later. Purple teeth and suntanned hands. I think of the bush behind our old house where we would pick them too early and too small, but somehow still sweet. I'm getting nostalgic now, but isn't that the point of writing things down anyway? Dying with blueberries is unpredictable. The colors change with water, going purple to blue to green to gray if too much is added later on. Even the brightest purples wash into gray if you rinse them right after. I learned this through time. This green-blue tells me I've done something wrong. Even the brightest purples fade with time and touch. Blueberry is a stain, not a dye. It won't stay so bright forever. I may never go back to that farmer's market, never with the same people and the same feeling of forever. I've never gone back to the blueberry bush behind the old house, even though it's only down the road. I may never have this much time with my brother, with the whole family together, again. Try to keep that purple bursting with memory before it all goes to gray.